USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A holiday season parade turned into mayhem late Sunday afternoon as an SUV plowed into Waukesha Christmas Parade, killing a handful of souls and injuring more than three dozen. Waukesha is a suburb of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
We're working with the Waukesha Medical Examiner's Office to confirm the identities of the fatalities.
Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson says they have a person of interest in custody. Although a motive has not been released, Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley called the incident, quote, a horrible and senseless act, end quote. The country of Austria went into a nationwide lockdown early Monday to combat coronavirus infections, a step being closely watched by other European governments struggling with national outbreaks that are straining healthcare systems. The measure is expected to last for a maximum of 20 days, but will be reevaluated after 10. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Weather could be of concern in portions of the country this holiday season. Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Rain and wind are likely to cause travel delays as the Thanksgiving holiday week begins, with a system of stormy weather expected to start drenching the Midwest, later the upper Northeast, bringing abundant precipitation and high winds to the region. The conditions could cause air travel delays. Thousands of people expected to be heading out of town for Thanksgiving. Even more folks will be driving. Most Americans on the move will be, in fact, and that rain and wind will affect them as well, though it will die down in the Northeast by Thanksgiving Day itself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two Fox News guest commentators have resigned in protest of what they call a pattern of incendiary and fabricated claims by the network's opinion hosts. In separate interviews with NPR, Stephen Hayes and Jonah Goldberg pointed to a breaking point earlier this month when Tucker Carlson's three-part series on the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol, calling it innuendo and conspiracy theories. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border last week, another caravan with an estimated 2,000 people is approaching the border. Retired ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News it took only 9 months to destroy our secure border.
I wrote an op-ed a year ago saying Joe Biden become president, we lose control of the border, not just the illegal immigration. When you open the border like he has done, you open up just not the illegal immigration, you open up the illegal drug flow. Record amount of fentanyl has entered this country this year under the open borders that killed over 100,000 people. That number just came out. 100,000 overdose deaths. DEA says 95% of fentanyl comes to the southwest border. That shouldn't surprise anybody. As far as terrorism, when that border is vulnerable, you got 400,000 gotaways. Add to the 1.7 million they encountered, which is really 1.9. You add to the 400,000 gotaways, you take the fact that Border Patrol's already arrested 14 people on the FBI screening database. How many of that 400,000 were known suspected terrorists were also in that screening database? These are people that don't want to get caught. This border is more vulnerable right now than it's ever been. The Biden administration took the most secure border I've seen in my career and unsecured it within 9 months. Record number of illegal immigration, record number of drug flow. And look, when you open the border like that, record amount of COVID and other diseases come across that border. It's just not an illegal immigration issue anymore. It's a national security issue. It's a public safety issue because of the fentanyl that's come across that border and the criminals have come across the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.